Voice of America and the Clyde's Restaurant Group in Washington, D.C. bring you Live from the Hamilton. Performances showcasing musicians and the many genres of music born in America and enjoyed around the world.
We try to uphold that culture by reaching back whenever we play a gig or whenever we record an album. We reach back and play some tradition to try to show people where this music is coming from.
A lot of original material. And like during the time coming up, when I was coming like in the 80s, hip hop was on the scene very hard, like Rapper's Delight, Grandmaster Flash. And said, no, we took that same music and decided to fuse with Reaper music, our original music and jazz music, and we call it junk music.
The reason why we incorporate different elements of music in our bands is because we have a lot of young guys in our band. You know, the older brass bands, they did pretty much traditional standard New Orleans music. But because we were so young, we were influenced by hip hop, reggae, rap, whatever genre of music we were listening to at the time, we thought it would be cool to incorporate that into our music. So we were playing and we said, hey man, let's try this particular song, something from Sugar Hill Gang. As a matter of fact, there's a riff in Do What You Wanna that comes straight from a Sugar Hill riff in one of their songs. Ba-da, 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 ba-da. Kermit said, man, I would incorporate that into the song, and it kind of stuck and it stayed. And so we figured that was a good way to get young kids to listen to an older form of music.
Give it a fast domino.
reason why we got into brass for music, myself and my brother, Philip Frazier, we were influenced by our stepfather, Larry Alfred. We were living actually in the Ninth Ward of New Orleans, and he met my mother, and they got together, and they, you know, and we moved to the Sixth Ward area of New Orleans. And when we got to the Sixth Ward, he introduced us to the different parading clubs and the second lines, and he took us to a parade one Sunday. At that particular time, the parades would last at least 9 hours. Now they're cut down to 4 hours. And we were just like, man, we were blown away by it. We knew about them, but we had never experienced anything like that. And so we were just, you know, happy just to be a part of it. And fast forward to like maybe 15, 20 years later, my brother Philip Frazier was going to Joseph S. Clark High School. And a band parent at the time, a band parent is a person who's like a band booster who helps out the band, the marching band of a particular high school. She asked him to put together a group of guys and come play at the Sheraton Hotel. So he went down to the Sheraton to get ready to play. They couldn't play because they were serving alcohol. So my brother Philip and Kermit Ruffins, who was in the band at the time, our high school marching band, said, hey, man, let's go down to Bourbon Street and we'll play for tips. And the guys went down that night, they played for tips, and they liked the idea. So they continued to do that during the latter part of the school year. So when the summer rolled around, they didn't really have any summer jobs or anything. So Philip and Kermit said, hey, man, I have a great idea. Let's continue to do this for the entirety of the summer. And 30 years later, here's the Rebirth Brass Band.
y'all can't hear me say he gave out five ladies. Let me get five ladies on stage. You right here. Come on. Come on, baby.
I think the tradition of the brass bands in New Orleans is so important because it's one of the oldest forms of jazz, a form of music that was created right here in this country by African Americans. So if you want to trace the history of our people, you have to look at our music and our cultures and what we did at that time to maintain our sanity, which is very, music is very important in the everyday livelihood and life of all people from any walk of life.
Mm-hmm.